From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is denying its warplanes took part in raids against the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Ashara in Deir ez-Zor province Monday, in which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed. Meanwhile, the UN says it's focusing on land deliveries of humanitarian aid, not the more costly and difficult airdrops. The UN is seeking permission from Damascus for access by ground convoy to 34 areas, including 17 besieged towns. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau criticized Syria for reneging on an agreement to allow convoys to the desperately held, rebel-held town of Deraya.
In other words, the regime continues to use the denial of food as a military weapon against its own civilians. The people of Deraya have not received food since 2012. This is unconscionable.
Trudeau expressed concern over escalating fighting in the northern city of Aleppo with an air offensive threatening closure of a key means of getting humanitarian supplies into that city. At least two people shot dead in the western Kenyan town of Kisumu Monday in ongoing anti-government protests demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded. The Cord opposition coalition is demanding electoral reforms ahead of next year's election, including dissolution of the IEBC, which it says is biased in favor of the ruling Jubilee coalition. Christine Ombaka is a protester.
We demand that there should be a dialogue between the Cord party and the Jubilee coalition. If that works, if that can happen, we will be very delighted.
Three people were killed in western Kenya during the last round of demonstrations, May 23rd. Attempts last week to hold talks between the opposition and government have failed. This is VOA News.